every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Well, Auditor General Kimi Magwetu yesterday released his report looking into how state-owned enterprises are doing, and clearly it was all bad news. Fruitless and wasteful expenditure increasing by over 200% from the previous year to 2.5 billion rand. Irregular expenditure continued to remain high at around 51 billion rand, and that total did include the irregular expenditure to those auditees where the AGSA had completed the audits after the cut-off date of the report. So unauthorized expenditure increasing 38% from the previous year to 2.1 billion rand. The numbers are just astronomical. Let's chat about this now and what exactly government should be doing to curb this a little bit. Paul Berlowitz, who is director, it just joins us on the line. Paul, thank you so much for your time this morning. Why do we continue to see so much unauthorized expenditure in the country?
Good morning, Arabile. I think the principal reason why the unauthorized expenditure is continuing unabated is that there's a lack of political will to follow up on previous recommendations and suggestions by the Auditor General's office to put proper financial controls in places in national and provincial structures, and to and for there to be consequences for government officials that are responsible for maladministration and for spending that's not in line with directives.
Do you think there's enough then being done to not only just curb it, but to really make people aware that, you know, you need to be held accountable for it if there is certainly an unauthorized expenditure bill that is clearly exceedingly too high and just keeps on increasing?
Arabile, I don't think historically to date that enough has been done by other oversight structures in government. I think the one positive point, the one bright spot in the report and in general, is that the President assigned new powers into law for the Auditor General and his team, that they actually have much more than just reporting functions, but that they've got oversight and that they can make recommendations to other government departments to follow up on spending, and that they can actually hold individual government officials accountable if they can link the unauthorized spending to those officials. So that is a new development, which, well, we'll still have to see how that unfolds and what happens in practical terms. At the start.
Yeah, quite interesting on that front. The Road Accident Fund is one of the biggest wasteful expenditures as well. The report finding that 75% as well of the 35.1 billion rand deficit incurred by public entities was just from the fund itself. So the Road Accident Fund being a huge source of wasteful expenditure. Would something like the Gazetted Audit Amendment Bill help to curb this kind of wasteful expenditure, you think?
It will go some way. I think with two caveats there, and Arabile, is that firstly, as the Auditor General himself pointed out in an interview yesterday, there's only so much his office can do if there's no coordination and there's no strengthening of other government departments. So he can make the recommendations and he can point out specifically where the problems are. But if the prosecutorial systems and the criminal justice system doesn't follow up, then there aren't really any enforcement mechanisms, and there's nothing to scare some government officials into doing what they should be doing. And when you mention the Road Accident Fund, another problem there, which is beyond the scope of the Auditor General, I think is just the financial and fiscal structure. The spending by the Resident Fund is not ring-fenced. It's the money is provided in part from the fuel levy. So it's not, there's no direct linkages as there might be in other government departments, where the spending year on year and the budget for those departments is as clear cut and as delineated as it could be in the case of the Road Accident Fund.
Should we not find a way then to perhaps, you know, find a way to make it a little more linear and ring fence it a whole lot more?
I would agree with you there. I think that would be a much harder task. That would require a fundamental restructuring of how Treasury and how government overall, how it links and how it ring fences its revenue to its actual spending. And that would require a change or a reversal of a policy that we've had for decades now.
Yeah, look, I still think it may indeed be something that is worthwhile. If it continues to bring out the kind of wasteful expenditure that it is currently doing, then perhaps it is worth a look at, even if it is historically how things have been done. Kimi Makwetu, the AG, also then emphasized, you know, that the financial health of the provincial departments of health and even education also needed urgent intervention. And that is to prevent, now this is scary, the collapse of these key service delivery departments. Surely then these need to be looked at even with more urgency, and more should be done to protect them.
100% Arabile, but the problems and the structural weaknesses at the provincial level especially, these are things that have been with us for a long time. That to fix the problems at the provincial level requires greater intergovernmental relations work and greater coordination between national and provincial spending. So then again, it would look to national government, to Treasury and to national government oversight structures, maybe SCOPA and other public spending oversight structures, to hold provinces accountable to have a greater link between the planned outcomes, things like how many schools are built, how education outcomes beyond what we've had to date. To date, the only kind of performance measurement we have, for example, at the education level, is the overall matric pass rate. Mm-hmm. And there's various ways that the provinces have manipulated or massaged that, you know, for example, by trying to work out and cull grade 10 and grade 11 learners from the system so that they can inflate the matric pass rates. So that, I think, requires more than just a look at the overall spending, but as the Auditor General mentioned, a much greater focus on performance indicators and outcomes and a more direct link between the education and health officials responsible for these outcomes and what happens if they're not achieved.
Yeah. Paul Berlewitz, really appreciate your time there, the director of EDGIS, as we talk about why unauthorized expenditure is growing so vastly and what we can do actually just to curb it in future, and what government's role can really be and should be in this case. Other key disturbing findings, of course, the risk of increased litigation and claims against government departments. That too is surely scary. Thank you so much for your time this morning. 7:30, your news headlines.